Walk a mile in my shoes. Words about empathy. There's a nice idiom in English that says before you criticise a person, you should walk a mile in their shoes. In other words, instead of judging someone, you should try to imagine what it's like to be that person with all the problems and challenges that they face. The phrase is essentially a call for us to be more empathetic or empathic, using our imagination and experience to understand other people's feelings and thoughts. This post looks at the words and phrases we use to talk about and convey empathy. The idea of being in someone's shoes features in other expressions related to empathy. The phrase, "if I were in your shoes," is sometimes used instead of "if I were you," before giving a piece of advice, usually on a serious matter. It emphasises that the speaker has properly considered the other person's situation. For example, if I were you, I'd accept her offer. If I were in your shoes, I would want a second opinion. If you tell someone to put themselves in your shoes, you are asking them to be empathetic and imagine what it is like to be in your situation, often when it is bad. For example, of course I'm angry with him. Put yourself in my shoes, wouldn't you be angry? Moving on, if we see a situation through someone's eyes, we experience it as they experience it, feeling and thinking what they feel and think. This phrase is often used in descriptions of films and books. For example, what's interesting is that we see the adult characters in the novel through the child's eyes. There are various other ways of referring to another person's experience of a situation. For example, we might talk about a situation from someone's angle, perspective, or point of view. For example, I tried to get her to see things from John's angle. I appreciate that from Luca's perspective, this must seem very unfair. Look at it from Sarah's point of view. Let's think now about verbs in this area. We say that we empathise with a person or situation, meaning that we understand someone's feelings and thoughts about a situation, usually because we have experienced something similar ourselves. For example, as a parent of a teenager myself, I can empathise with what she's going through. We can say the same thing by saying that we relate to someone or identify with them. For example, now in her 70s, she says she finds it hard to relate to the younger generation. I found I couldn't identify with the main character in the film. Finally, I'll leave you with a very useful adjective. If you describe a famous person or character in a film, etc., as relatable, you mean you can understand their thoughts and feelings, usually because you have had experiences that are similar. For example, her characters make mistakes and fail from time to time, and that's what makes them relatable. That's all from me this week. Out of interest, what's the equivalent in your language to walking a mile in someone's shoes?